Blog Talk Radio.
Some people have seen where God has brought you from. They don't really understand it. They don't know your story.
You don't know my story.
You don't know
the things.
You don't know the things that I come through.
You cannot imagine.
You cannot imagine.
At my lowest.
You
cannot imagine.
The strongholds and the walls have been
but God has been faithful.
God has been faithful to me.
He promised.
He promised he would never leave
me. My story.
My story proves that God can do
me. Deliverance
is.
You don't know my story, the anguish and the guilt that consume me. Grateful I can tell it, for no more shall the shackles condemn me. You don't know my story,
you just don't know.
For if you did, you would lift up your head. Let me tell you, my faith you may as well break out and dance.
I love this about God because even though I'm not perfect,
he would never leave
my story.
My story proves that God can
in my deliverance.
And
what I want to share is my testimony.
You don't know.
Somebody needs to know.
It would blow your mind.
Can I get a witness?
You don't know
my story.
My story.
And it's through my testimony. Thank you for bringing me out. You think you know, but let me tell it.
Life and favor.
God, thank you for your mercy.
God of mercy.
And you love me.
Life and favor. Upon me.
Oh, how wondrous.
Oh, how wonderful.
God is my story.
Upon me.
You wouldn't believe my real testimony. Can't imagine. Some people, they walked out on me and they gave up on me, said I wouldn't make it, but God brought me out.
All the things I've gone through.
If you only knew, you'd understand why I praise like this. Come on, can we take it up?
I'm delivered.
I'm delivered.
Here is my story.
Hallelujah.
Oh,
God did. I can't take credit for it.
Amen, amen. You don't know my story. How many out there today has a story that nobody knows but Jesus? Hallelujah. You and the Lord Jesus. Some things we can't even talk about. Some things we don't even want to remember. Amen. You don't know my story by John P. Key. That's a beautiful song, and if you, I've learned to not be so moved by the music as much as I'm moved by the message. Amen. We all know that life and favor rest in the arms of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I'm so glad that one day when I was in my mess, that God had mercy upon me, and he gave me another chance. And that's the kind of God we serve. We serve a God of another chance. And even after he give us that other chance, sometimes we go back and we mess up again. And God, because of his loving, tender mercy, he just keep on reaching out. He keep on extending that hand of mercy. God never gets tired of us. Hallelujah, but we get tired of God. Amen, amen. So I just bless the Lord today for that song by John P. Key. You don't know my story. Amen. Once again, we greet you. Staticky. God, please excuse that static for a moment. Amen. We're just so happy to greet each and every one of you. And again, welcome to New Destiny Ministries, a time of reflection. This segment is dedicated to preaching and teaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. We are mandated to do that. And we're standing on our foundation of scripture, which comes out of Ephesians 2 and 20. And we all know that we are built upon the foundation of Jesus Christ. We built upon the foundation of the apostles and the prophets. We know that Jesus Christ is that chief cornerstone. Amen. Aren't you happy that you have a foundation? Aren't you happy that you have a home? Aren't you happy that you are on air? Hallelujah. We are members of God's royal family. Amen. So we're here to enrich. We're here to encourage. We're here to inspire. We're here to empower souls to pursue their destiny. How many know all of us have a destiny? Amen. And that's what we're here for, to empower you to pursue your destiny in Christ Jesus. Amen. And the only way we can do that, we have to do like Liberal Democrat advised us on yesterday. We have to invite and accept our friend, and that friend is change. Man, that man spoke yesterday under the anointed. And we're going up a little higher today. How about that? Hey, somebody needs to say every round goes higher. This is another round. This is Wednesday, November the 13th, 2013. Amen. We're in the 11th month of this year. And this year is about to come to a close. And I'm just praying that all of our listeners that come on the internet and listen live, those that come in the chat room, those that call in. We're looking for God to do some great and mighty things. Before this year come to a close, and we're expecting some greater things in the new year as he allow us to cross over. Amen. I'm excited about God. I don't care who's not excited. I'm excited every time he give me an opportunity to wake up, hallelujah, and be in the land of the living. It's a time where you need to get excited. Amen. You think about what he's delivered you from, when you think about where he's brought you from, when you think about you coulda, shoulda, woulda, hallelujah, but God said not so. It is a blessing. Amen, amen. So we're just blessed today. We thank God for his grace. We thank him for his mercies. Amen. We're going to move on into our segment, but before we do that, I want to open up the lines, and I'm going to ask Evangelist Corinthian Jones, hallelujah, to open up with a word of prayer for us on the day. God bless you, Sister Jones.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Lord Jesus, we come to you today, Almighty God, giving you thanks and praise. We thank you for this day, Almighty God, for this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Devil, we come to render you powerless on every hand in the mighty name of Jesus, and your works be void and of no effect in the precious mighty name of Jesus. We come to counsel the assignment of a witch, a warlock, a Satanist, any satarian curse, any root curse, any voodoo curse, any spoken curses, any written curses, and any objects. Today we come to reverse the curse, and we come to send it back to the demon that brought it in the first place, and we command that demon to go bound to a dry inhabited place in the precious mighty name of Jesus. God, we ask that you will bless the service on today, Lord Jesus, over their radio waves. We ask that you will bless the hearers, Almighty God, that you would give them an ear to hear and a heart to receive, Almighty God. We ask today that you would help us to not just be hearers of your word, Almighty God, but doers of your word. God, we ask that you will bless the speaker today, Almighty God, that you will let your anointing come up on them and overtake them, God, that they will speak under the unction of the Holy Ghost, God. And Lord, we'll be so careful to forever give you thanks and praise, Almighty God, for we know that you're worthy of all things this day, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Lord, bless the Lord. Thank you for that awesome prayer, that opening prayer. Amen. We see Elder McCoy on the line, and we're just so honored to see him and to have him to be with us today. Amen. So I'm going to open up the line. And Coy, God bless you, man of God. How you doing?
Oh, we're blessed of the Lord, and we just thank him for his goodness and his mercy, because he's a wonderful God, and hey, we can't do without him.
Ha! Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. You have a testimony or anything you want to share that's on your heart before we bring up our speaker, Elder McCoy? I'm always excited when I see the men of God, and we love Elder McCoy. We have just embraced him. He is a part of this great, lovely family of Jesus Christ, so we just thank God to just be able to see him today. So if anything on your heart that you'd like to share with us before we bring our speaker, Elder McCoy, we're giving you that honor right now to do so.
Well, praise the Lord. I'm just reflecting on the body of Christ and how that there's so many divisions in the body of Christ, and that, you know, Christ is not divided, and that we all come together as one body of Christ, as one man in the body. Just too many divisions, and that's my prayer, is that body will come together.
Mm.
And I'll leave it like that.
Amen, amen. Well, our topic for this week, and along with the last week, we're continuing on with walking in your season. Amen. And I'm looking at that, Elder McCoy, and That's why there's so much division and disunity in the Bible, because we don't know what season we're in. And if we don't study this word and get connected with God, then we'll never know the season that we're in, and that causes friction in the body. That causes a lot of discomfort in the body when a people don't know who they are. Then guess what? You're going to experience all kind of turmoil. Amen. So when we can get connected to Jesus, hallelujah, and we can study and get in his word and love, assimilation, then we can begin to bridge that gap. Amen. But you have so many people with their own doctrine, amen, and their own opinions, and we go outside of the word of God. But we got to stay focused on this word. The Bible said the word is forever settled in heaven. And if we can just stay connected and believe God's word, I think we can turn the tide. Amen. Glory to God.
Amen.
I hear you, Elder McCoy, and I'm certainly concurring with what you're saying. That is so so important for us to come together as a body where we can really demonstrate and display God's love. We have to demonstrate God's glory. We just can't talk.
Amen.
It has to be demonstrated. So we bless God for you, man of God. So we're going to go right on into our segment. We have a beautiful young lady, hallelujah, that we met through Prophetess Barbara Teal. Amen. And she's going to be bringing the word of life for us today. Again, we're talking about walking in your season. And I'm just going to read just a little brief bio on this woman of God. It says, Prophetess Darlene Davis was born and raised in Philadelphia as an only child. At an early age, God began to show her visions, deal with her and show her visions. And she dreamed dreams. Amen. Of course, being so young, she wasn't knowledgeable about the gifts she possessed. But her grandmother recognized the anointing that was on her life, and she sheltered her from some things. At 16 years old, she realized she had a gift of discernment, which her schoolmates called ESP. You know, when you're in school and you're able to discern something, they say, oh, she's brilliant. She has ESP. No, that is discernment. She then accepted the Lord at age 18, but never knew the fullness of that gift. In 1995, she was baptized and was on the ministerial staff with New Hope Ministry for 5 years and began pursuing her destiny in Christ Jesus. And she founded Jabez Outreach Ministry. She is also the founder of a prayer conference line that she has faithfully labored in for over 5 years. And currently today, she is still laboring and overseeing that work. And a pause, excuse us for that static. This is in the phone line sometime. So with no further ado, we're just honored. We're privileged, and this prophetess of God has been coming on the line with us for a little while now, and we just felt her spirit, a kindred. And minister the word of God for us today. So we are just excited, and we certainly count it a great honor for her to accept this invitation to minister for us today. So with no further ado, we'd like to present to some and introduce to others our speaker, none other than Prophetess Darlene Davis out of North Carolina. God bless you, woman of God.
Praise the Lord, everybody. God bless. This is truly an honor and a privilege I thank God on today. I just thank God for being God. First of all, I give him the praise. He is worthy. And when I came on the line, I heard the song, and I had heard it last week, and it was my first time. You don't know my story. So I just thank God. It was such an encouragement because you don't know my story. But I thank God because even on now, I know that this was God ordained. Hallelujah. I don't know what God is going to say through me, but I want him to have his complete way. I thank God because truly, truly I have been blessed on this line. Haven't been coming on long, but I have been blessed each and every day. So I thank God for the woman of God, the overseer of this line. I just thank God for New Destiny Ministry. Thank God for you, woman of God, even giving me this opportunity, and it's a privilege. And I do thank God y'all do hear me on today, right?
Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry. We
okay, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Because the phone had went out and staticking,
yes.
But we know that God is going to move on today. I just thank him for his presence. And you don't know my story. And as I was listening to that song, I began to weep. I began to cry. I began to think about scenes of the past. And I began to rejoice in God. And I will bless the Lord at all times. And his praises shall continually be in my mouth. So I thank God truly on today I lift him up because I began to think about one time when a gun, I'm just going to testify briefly, was held to my head and it didn't go off. The man said, I don't know why this gun is not going off. Hallelujah. It wouldn't go off because I was covered in the blood of God, even at a young age. And I think I was around 24, 25. He didn't understand it because he had already planned it. He said, I'm sick of you. He already planned what he was going to do. But how many people know when man has a plan and it don't add up to God's plan, it's not going to work. Hallelujah. So those weapons may try to form, but it's not going to prosper. So I thank God. And so he shot it again, tried to shoot the gun again at my head because he's trying to understand why this gun would not go off. Hallelujah. But I already knew why it wouldn't go off because God had set the time at this day because if the gun would have went off, I may not have been here for this day to bring forth the word to God be the glory. God had a better plan for my life. So the man of God, the man decided to go outside and try to figure it out, and I heard the gun as he was outside. It was shooting. There was nothing wrong with the gun, but he didn't know that he could not shoot because of the fact that God had a better plan. So I just thank him on today for the plan that he has for my life, and I started thinking about also as the song was playing that I took an overdose, tried to kill myself. But God had a better plan, to God be the glory. So I'm glad I'm here today. I'm glad I'm here in the midst. Hallelujah. I'm glad to be in the number. So I'm glad for God, what God is going to do today. And the woman of God told me yesterday to slow down, so I'm going to try to take it real slow. And I told God to help me because when, you know, fire come up in you, when God begin to stir up in you, you just want to get it out. You just want to say it. Hallelujah. But I want to take it slow that y'all get it. And I just thank God for his grace and his mercy on today. And I thank God for New Destiny's ministry. It's something in the name. How about it's something in the name? When you call on that great name, Jesus, there's no other name but the name of Jesus. It's something in the name. See, that woman of God had to labor for that name, New Destiny. She just didn't get up one morning and say, I'm going to name the ministry New Destiny. She had to labor. I thank God for her laboring and giving birth to New Destinies that I may give birth. Hallelujah. So I thank God for the midwife. That's what she is, a midwife, and she's pushing us into our purpose. She's pushing us into the things of God. She's pushing us into our seasons. That's what we're talking about on today. So I thank God for the midwife, and I'm about to give birth. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Somebody on this line also is about to give birth. Hallelujah. So I just thank God for that. And we're talking about, I'm going to be talking about today preparation, time, seasons, and connection. On yesterday, the man of God gave a profound word. We got filled. Oh, we got filled. And it was an impartation taking place, to God be the glory. And the man of God on Friday, he was so profound. I mean, every day, I've been on since Wednesday, and every day the word has been found. And I'm telling you, this is a true broadcast, anointed broadcast of God. And it behooves us just to take in the word. Get your pen out when these men and women of God step up and come up. Because they're not just talking. to be talking, but they're given revelation, knowledge, strength, encouragement. Get your pen out, because God's got something to say to us, because he don't want us to be like we were last season. He don't want us to be like we were the season before last, but he wants us to walk into our season. That's the scripture, that's the word, and see, we got to walk. You know, some people, and the woman of God, she gave a profound word on Monday. Thank God it was a holiday, and people were lined up in the natural all around the restaurants getting ready to eat. But I thank God I was running home to eat in the spirit, and she fed us good. Thank God for the overseer. She fed us real good. And so we thank God for that. She was talking about birth, and she was talking about so many things. And so God had, on Saturday, he had me write some things down. But do we know that God can shift and change some things? So I wrote some things down, because we got to do our homework, and we got to get in the Word. So I wrote some things down, but I said, God, have your way. So I may be able to do what's on this paper and this book, however God wants to do. I want him to be in charge. I want him to be in charge. I want him to take over. Take over. Ooh. That some lives be changed on today, that somebody be encouraged, that somebody be lifted up, that somebody actually walk into their season. And also I see a hand. I see people holding people's hands. At this season, we got to grab somebody else, our sister and brother sometime, and help them walk into their season. The man of God today talked about the elder, the prayer, and I'm in agreement with him. It's time for us to pray, for us to come on one accord, one body, to come together. To God be the glory. I have a prayer line ministry, to God be the glory, and the Lord gave it to me and said the body was infected, and it was time for the body to come together. And so I didn't give it a name because I didn't want nobody to think it was under the ministry of what God has gave me. It's under the ministry of Jesus Christ, and God said the body has to come together. The churches have to come together. So people from different areas, different locations, different churches come on the line, and we're coming to pray because it's time to pray like never before. You know, and not a five-minute prayer. God is not talking about an instant thing. We use in the natural, we use so many instant things sometimes, some of us, and there's nothing wrong with instant, and there's nothing wrong with the microwave. I push that button a lot. But sometimes you got to get a home-cooked meal. Sometimes you got to slow it down. Sometimes you got to take it slow. And so God is saying to us, it's time for us to walk into our season, but also as we walk in, sometimes we got to have our ears open. The man of God last week, I don't know names yet, to God be the glory, but I know spirits, and all the spirits that came on was of God, because I would have clicked off. So I thank God they were all tuned in to the Holy Ghost. Thank God this is a true broadcast, anointed broadcast, and I thank God where it's going and where it has came from. And I thank God for even being a part of it. I'm not just saying it. I really thank God. Yesterday I began to rejoice thanking God for a woman of God pushing me. She called me and told me, take it slow, take your time. And I said, thank God for that. And I thank God for the encouraging words that she has gave me. But once again, we're going to be talking about today, preparation, time, seasons, and connection. You know, we got to be careful who we connect with. Sometimes we can connect with the wrong people and mess up your season, mess up your world, mess up your life. But at this season, we got to connect with the right people. It ain't about I don't like him or I don't like her, because we should be about love, because God is about love. And so God is saying we got to love at this season no matter what. We got to pray for that brother. We got to pray for that sister. Ain't time for no isms and schisms and backbiting. It ain't no time for talking about your leader. You know, anything with two heads, and I don't know why I'm saying this, is a freak. Anything with two heads is a freak. And I'm saying, and I said it again, the bottom line to it is that God said we need to know our place. We can't walk into the season if we're trying to be the head and we're supposed to be the feet, or we're trying to be the hands and we're supposed to be the arms. We got to know our season, and we got to know what part we play in the body. We got to know what part. There is on the line a spiritual gift test that you can take. If you don't know who you are, ask God and take that test, because it's so important for us to be in the right place at the right time, doing the right thing at this season. It's critical. God is saying as we walk into the season, we got to be careful how we walk into that season. You know, back in the day, they had people that walked and with a deep walk, slow walk, limp, all these different types of walk. that people have in coolie bot walks. But God is saying we got to be careful where we walk at, how we walk, and the way we walk. Let me just pray for a minute. Heavenly Father, we just thank you. We praise you. The woman of God already prayed. We thank you for that beautiful prayer. God, we ask that you continue to take over. I ask that you move me out and move your spirit in. I ask that you have your divine way. I come against the spirit of fear, doubt, anything that would try to hold me back from speaking to your people. God, I ask that you have your divine way. We thank you right now. We thank you for who you are. We thank you for what you have done. We thank you for where we're going. We thank you that we're walking into our season. We thank you after this day that we will no longer stay in the same place. God, we thank you that you're lifting us up to higher heights and deeper depths. We thank you for your purpose. We thank you for your plan. And we give you praise. We give you honor. God, I ask that you forgive me for any sins, God, anything I said or did. God, that will keep me from speaking to your people. Now I ask that you move me out and move your spirit in. And we come to you right now, God, open and asking you to have your way, God. We need to hear from you, God. We need to hear from you, not from Darlene. We need to hear from you, God. Give us a word on high in the name of Jesus. And we thank you and we do praise you. Hallelujah. We do lift you up. Somebody need to praise them right now. Hallelujah. Somebody need to praise them through the storm. Hallelujah. Somebody need to praise them right now for what they're going through. Hallelujah. Somebody need to praise them right now where they're going. Hallelujah. Because you're walking into your season. Hallelujah. So we thank you right now and we praise you right now. And it is so. In the name of Jesus. Amen. I heard God saying it was sealed. Are we still here? Are everybody still here?
Yes, we're
still
here.
Online. Yeah, okay, because I don't hear enough. Okay, every once in a while I'm checking because I know sometimes my phone cuts off. God said it's sealed and it's done. So we thank God that it's sealed and done. If you can turn with me to Ephesians 6, chapter 6, verse 10 through 13, and then we're going to go to Ecclesiastes chapter 3. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against power, against the rulers of darkness of the world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil days, and have done all to stand. That was 10 through 13. And God is saying that, do we have a whole armor on today? And I begin to think about in the natural, if it's summertime, 90 degrees outside, I wouldn't dare go and put a wool coat on, wool hat on, scarf and gloves, because I'm not prepared for that type of weather. So God is saying, are we prepared? Do we have a whole armor on? Or do we put it on? Do we take it off? Do we put it on? Take it off? Do we have a whole armor on? Are we standing at this time? Are we falling? You know, I thought about the woman that God preached on Monday about birth. And God said, this time we shall give spiritual birth. There shall be no spiritual abortions. There shall be no miscarriages. We shall give birth to the things in this season that we're supposed to give birth to. And the last season, speak for myself, that the things that I was supposed to do that I did not do, I did not have my full armor on. So when the enemy came up against me, I didn't even have the power to stand. So God is saying to us, we have to stand. We have to be ready for what God wants to do, also what the enemy may try to do. And I thought about when children go and have tantrums and they fall out when they're young, and you tell them to stand up, and you may smack their hands or their legs and tell them to stand up, and they act out. God said it's time out for us acting out. It's time out for us having a tantrum, complaining, bickering. God said just go forth. This is our season. The man of God came and told us one night about what we need to do, and then the next night God said preparation is taking place. when you go on a trip, you prepare. You take your suitcase, you prepare, you get your plane ticket or whatever you plan to do, you prepare. God is saying we must prepare to get ready for this season. And the man of God said a survival kit is what we need. And, you know, and I decided that I needed two survival kits, one for the home and one for out. God is saying to us we need to prepare and to get ready for the things that he has for us. And preparation has to take place. And he has gave us instructions, and he's going to give us some more instructions, and we must follow the instructions. But our mind must be stayed on God. Are we thinking of things pure and lovely, or are we thinking of things of the enemy? We have to get our mind on one accord. We have to get our, with what God wants us to do, and we have to get our minds cleared. And God is saying this is a mind transfusion taking place on today, as well as a heart transfusion in the spiritual realm. Some of us have our hearts not right, so we can't go to the next level, next dimension. We can't walk into our seasons if we hate that one, that person, or we're going through certain things, or we have a dislike or whatever. God says we have to get a heart transfusion, or we think we're better than anyone. Our minds got to be stayed on the word. Our minds got to be stayed on what God wants us to do at this hour. Amen. God is saying we have to put on a whole armor. We can't put on half the armor and not have the other half on. We have to be fully committed to God at this hour like never before, 100%. And you may say she's not preaching, or she's not teaching, or she's not prophesying, but God said, hear the word today. And the word is saying that we must be in the perfect timing and of God. You know, if God asks us to get up at 4 a.m., we can't get up at 6 a.m. and decide to pray. God said, time out for that. Time out for doing what we want to do. It's all about God. And God is talking to me, first partaker, to God be the glory. But God is saying also, we got to stand. Wait on the Lord and be of good courage. We got to stand on the word. No matter what it looks like, no matter what it seems like, no matter what it feels like, God said he's here and he's going to move and he's going to lift and he's going to encourage. We got to stand in his power and his might, not our might, not our father's might, not our mother's might, not our brother's might, but his might. That's the only way we'll have that strength. We're not wrestling against the body of Christ. Amen. We're not wrestling against the body of Christ. We are wrestling against principalities and dark places. We are wrestling against the enemy. We are wrestling against things of higher places. We're not wrestling against one another. So there should be no jealousy, no backbiting, no harm, no danger towards our brother or sister. Once again, I speak of that we need to follow in the body. You know, ministry, when you first start in ministry, we may have the fivefold calling, and the God be the glory, bless the fivefold ministry. I thank God for them. But before you get there, you have to be a follower before you can be a leader. And in the ministry, it wasn't on my resume or anything, but in the ministry, first thing I had to do was clean toilets, to God be the glory. Whatever you got to do, do it to the fullest of God, and do it with pleasant spirit. If you're not called to be an usher, you need not to be an usher. If you know your calling and walk in your season, walk in your calling. We're still talking about time, preparation, walking in your season, to God be the glory. I'm still in connection. Some people need to disconnect from some people that they're connected with, because they're going to weigh them down. They're going to take them down. Ask God who you should connect with. Now, I thank God for this connection. It's a great connection, to God be the glory. But some people need to disconnect from some things, some people, some places. God is also saying to us, timing. We be on time for work. We be on time for so many things. But some of us are not on time for church, not on time for the prayer line, broadcast, things of God. God is saying no longer shall we be behind time. No longer shall we be out of time, but we should be right in the timing of God. We should be on time. Also, we should take preparation, progression in hearing the word, preparation in going to church, preparation in doing the things of the Lord. Preparation needs to take place. The man of God talked about it yesterday. There is a change. He talked about a change in our life. And God is doing a change, but we have to walk into our season. We have to walk into that change. Amen. And as I was speaking of the winter, proper gear you have to have on in the natural as well as the spiritual realm. We have to have our armor on, to God be the glory. And I'll say that again. And in the natural, if it's 90 degrees outside, I'm not going to wear a winter coat. And also if it's 20 below, I'm not going to wear shorts outside. We prepare in the natural, but we got to start preparing in the spiritual realm. Be the glory. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm just going to take a minute to praise him. Hallelujah. And lift him up. Who is him? King of kings, Lord of lords, Jehovah Jireh, our provider. Thank God. Sometimes I think we forget who we're serving. I think sometimes we forget also who God is. You know, we look back, you don't know my story, we look back on some things that God brought us through, and then we come to the doubting part in the season. But God says this is not the season to doubt. This is not the season to fear. This is not the season to wonder. This is not the season to give up. This is not the season to go back. This is the season to go forward. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. This is not the season to wonder. He says sometimes our minds are wandering. Hallelujah. So he's given us a mind transfusion on today, a heart transfusion on today. Some people say, I just can't deal with that person. I just can't deal with that situation. God said, it's not yours. The battle's not yours. It's mine.
All right.
And God said at this hour we should be standing on his word. Whose report do we believe? You know, my mother was sick. And my aunt was sick, and they were saying one thing, but I believed another thing. God did just that for that period of time. And then when it was the season for them to leave, God, you know, they left. But sometimes we believe the doctor's report. We believe so many people and so many things. But God's saying, whose report do we believe? In this season, we better believe God like never before. We better cling to God like never before. In the name of Jesus, we better lay at the altar like never before. This is not the season to pray for 10 minutes, to microwave the minute. This is not the season to give up on God. This is not the season to go back. This is not the season to go down, but the season to hold on to God. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. I thank God. And we're going to turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 3. I lost my page. To bear with me. You know, how many people know this is the season just to trust God? Because, you know, sometimes you have things all planned and all ready, but we want to let God have his way. And God is saying to us, if somebody can read Ecclesiastes chapter 1 through 3 for me, 1 through 6 for me. Do I have a reader? Y'all can't do that? Or?
Yeah. Oh, praise the Lord.
Wait a minute, let me. Okay. My eyes are trying to, and I know that scripture because God gives it to me. But I just thank God today for his grace and his mercy. I just thank God for his keeping in power. I just thank God for God being God. I just thank God today because we're going to walk into our season. Hallelujah. We're going to walk into the things of God. Hallelujah. Some of us have been years, 10, 15, 20, 30 years held up not walking into our season. God says some of us even right now need to just take a walk, huh? Just take some steps right now. Hallelujah. Some people, you know, I think about the game that we used to play as a child, may I. God said he already told us, yes, yes, we can. You know the game, may I take two steps, may I take two steps. Some of us done took two steps up and two steps back. But God's saying that this season we need to just keep on walking. Hallelujah. Walking, walk it out. Hallelujah. God is calling us to walk into the things of him. So right now, somebody needs to take a step, hallelujah, walking into their destiny, walking into their purpose, walking into the things of God, hallelujah, walking into what God has called us to do. God is saying, and not look back, you know, and in the game it says, may I take two steps. Jesus said he told us to take two steps up, and some of us taking two steps back, but hallelujah, but also in the game it says, man, and they tell you sometimes you can leap and take some steps, you know, big steps, and God is saying he's causing some of us to take giant steps. He's causing us to walk forward, hallelujah. Some of us are going to take leaps, because see, some of us have been held back from ministries and held back from some things for so long, hallelujah. So he's going to tell us to take those leaps, take those boundaries, and take those steps that he has called us to take to go forward in him, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, hallelujah. I'm giving him some praise on today, because I know I'm walking into my season, walking into my destiny, walking into my purpose, hallelujah. As I'm standing up even now, walking, hallelujah, and God says somebody needs to take a walk, huh? Walk with me, hallelujah, and the song says walk with me, Lord, huh? Hallelujah, hallelujah. So God's saying we need to walk with him, trust him, hallelujah, stand and on the word, stand on him, lean not to your own understanding, let him direct your path, get, acknowledge him in all your ways, hallelujah, hallelujah, because this is a season, hallelujah, we're going to walk into our season, hallelujah, amen, no more doubt, no more fear, no more insecurity, no more going backwards, hallelujah, but we're going to take that stand in God, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, we're going to trust God, hallelujah, like never before. In Ecclesiastes chapter 3, I will read it. It's to everything there's a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven, a time to be born, a time to die, and a time to pluck up, which is planting, a time to kill, a time to heal, a time to break down, a time to build up, a time to weep, and a time to laugh, and a time to mourn, and a time to dance. Hallelujah, that was Ecclesiastes chapter 3, 1 through 4. We thank God for the reading of the word. Thank God, because this chapter God was dealing with me with before. But he says, now you'll get new revelation. And so I thank God on today, God is speaking to me even now, that he's saying that it's no more mourning. Some of us have been crying so long that we don't even know how to laugh. God said, no more mourning, no more doubting, no more worrying, but we're going to trust in him. So I'm speaking to someone on today. This is your season. Walk into it. Trust God like never before. Walk into the season knowing that God is going to do what he said he's going to do. There is a purpose for your life. Some things that's been plucked, that's been planted, is now it's time for it to be plucked up. It is time for a change in our life. And God is saying we have to prepare. God is saying that we have to connect with the right things, the right. God is saying to us on today that it is our time to go forth. It is our time to be blessed. God is saying on today. But some things we have to let go. Even those hurts of the past, God is saying we have to let go. Well, my sister did this. My husband did this. My friend did this. I was raped at 8 and 4 and 5. And you don't understand, sister girl. I understand because you don't know my story. Hallelujah. I understand because I've been there, done that, ain't going to do it again. Hallelujah. Well, it feels like, sister girl, you just don't know. Feel like I can't get up, ha. But I'm here to tell you today, through Jesus Christ, you can get up, ha. No, you can't do it on your own strength, ha. Like Ephesians 6 said, ha. You got to have the strength and the power of God, the Almighty One, ha. Well, sister girl, well, you know, it's been 20 years and I haven't seen nothing in my finance. Well, I know, ha. God is a healer, he's a deliverer, and he is Jehovah Jireh, our provider. And he will make a way. He will. this is just a test. You know, when the TV go on and says only a test, the TV don't blow up after the 60 minutes. It still remains on. God said this is just a test. He come to by to tell us today it's a test and we shall pass it. And we just walk it out. And we just walk it out. And we just walk into the season of God. Just walk into the things that God wants us to walk into. Well, I don't feel. It's not about a feeling. It's not about who you are. It's not about a title at this hour. Oh, titles are good. Don't get me wrong. But God said it ain't about a title. It ain't about a position. It ain't even about a church. I'm coming back looking for a church without a spot of wrinkle. He's coming back looking for the Catholic church, this church, that church. It's not about even a title. He ain't coming back looking for just bishop. Hallelujah. He's coming back looking for. And right now he has called us. He wants us to be kingdom-minded, kingdom builders, all about souls. When was the last time you told somebody you loved them outside of your husband, boyfriend, or girlfriend? When was the last time you went out and told a soul they can make it? It was, sister girl, you don't know it's all about me. No, this ain't the hour. God's saying this is not the season that is about us. It's all about him, the great one. Hallelujah. And there is no greater than the king. Hallelujah. So it's all about him. And he's saying this season he wants us to get up. Lazarus, he's talking to me. Has been laying down too long, laying down in that mock, laying down in that sin, laying down in that situation, laying down saying I can't get up. You know they hurt me. They talked about me. They lied on me. Well, welcome to the club. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. But see, God's going to get the glory out of your life if you just walk into your season. God's going to get the glory out of your life if you just trust him. God's going to get the glory out of your life if you just preach or teach. Well, I can't preach and teach because I've been so hurt. I've been so lied, talked about. Well, get out, my sister, my brother, I'm saying to you. Because, see, I come by to just to encourage you on today to say you can make it, this trial you're going through, You can make it. You can make it. This trial you're going through, God's going to show you just what to do. You can make it. That's what I come by to say today. I'm not the best singer, but I love to sing. Hallelujah. And God is saying, just get up. If you take one step, I'll take the other. God's saying, just come on and walk. Come on and walk. And I keep hearing somebody need to get up and walk now. Don't walk away from the computer. Don't walk away from the phone. But just get up and walk. God is saying, see, it's time to walk it out. Walk out. Oh, it's time for us to be delivered and stay delivered. Hallelujah. How can we go get the world delivered if we're not delivered? If we don't love one another? If we don't encourage one another? It's not about him. It's not about them. God said, how can you be on a pastor or an aide? I don't know who you're talking to, and don't love the wife. Huh? They are one. Huh? They are one. Hallelujah. I don't know who he's talking about, but he said they are one. Huh? And God said it's time for us to love everyone. Huh? It's time for us to show and demonstrate that love, huh? That love that he has, huh? That love that he has for us. Hallelujah. And somebody said, I just feel like God forgot me. I've been in the wilderness. Huh? God ain't forgot you. It's only a test. Hallelujah, and you shall pass it if you just trust him. It's your season. And you see the word says it's a time for everything, a time to be born, a time to die, a time to war. God is saying it's time for us to war. Get your whole armor on and begin to war because there's a war going on. And God said he's calling his soldiers. And you know the natural war, they don't complain, I don't like that captain, I don't think I'm going to show up today. They go and he say rise, they rise. He say march, they march. And God said he's putting his army together for these last and evil days. And he said he want us to march all on one accord. Not once to think I'm going to do this, and I'm going to own the agenda. Time out for own the agenda. Time out for doubting God. It's time out for fear. It's time out for insecurity. It's time out. God said it's time out. We're running out of time. Some of us have wasted too much time. But this day, I come to encourage you to say, my brother, my sister, man and woman of God, it's time for us to get up and rise because we have a work to do, a great work to do. I can't do it without you, and you can't do it without me. We need one another. God said we need one another. So it's time for us to get together. breath, get on one accord, and begin to do what he called us to do. No more doubting and complaining about what I ain't going to do, what I can't do. God said you can do all things that strengthens you through Christ Jesus. So God said stay in the word, trust him, lean to him, let him do what he's called you to do. And God said follow the instructions on this line. God has given us instructions each and every day. Each and every day, this is the season. Oh, you want to walk in your season after this. You might have to limp sometime. You might have to cry sometime. You might have to lean on something sometime. But God said you can make it. God said no more shall we have excuses why we can't make it. No more shall we doubt. No more shall we walk in sadness. When people see us sometime, they wonder, are we of Christ? God said he wants the glory. He wants to show his glory through us. Let him do what he wants to do. It's time for us to be delivered. Lay before him. No more shall we just pray. Sometimes we got to pray in season. We got to pray out of season. We got to pray until God move. Well, I'm tired. You can't get tired now. Don't be weary and well-doing. Don't faint, because now is your due time, and you shall reap. Reap, hallelujah, the harvest. But if you ain't sold nothing, you can't get nothing. And I begin to think about last week I was getting filled up from the word on this line, but I knew it was time to reverse, to do something, to give something. So I said, God, I thank you. I thank you for the word, because when you go to somebody's house to eat all the time, you're going to have to do some dishes, do something in the natural. So God is saying we can't just keep eating and eating and eating in the spirit and not giving up nothing. Even sowing, we got to sow some seeds. We got to sow some nothing from nothing leaves nothing. We got to sow some seeds, spiritually, naturally, financially. Broadcasts and things don't run just on air. We thank you. You have to sow and sow into ministries. Hallelujah. Sow your time. And if you're doing all that, to God be the glory. Continue to do it. We thank you. We praise you, God, on today. Oh, God, we thank you for your word, God. We thank you, God, for who you are, God. We thank you for your keeping and power, God. We thank you that we're walking into our seasons. We thank you, God, that we trust in you, God. Our God, last season we trusted man. Last season we trusted mother. Last season we trusted father. Last season we trusted our own flesh. But we're walking in the spirit and not in the flesh at this season. We're walking into the things you called us to walk into. God, we're going to trust you. We're going to stand on your word, God. We're going to put our whole armor on and keep it on. We're going to be ready for each season. We're going to get prepared and do the things you called us to do. We're going to walk in the timing of you, God. We're going to do what you say do. We're not going to get up when we want to get up, God. So we thank you for who you are, God. We pray, God, right now, every heart that has heard the word on yesterday, the day before and even on today, we ask that you soak it and let the word soak in their heart, God. We ask that you tear down every stronghold. We come against the hands of the enemy that will even try to hide, God, expose the enemy in the name of Jesus. We ask them right now, we call on your name, Jesus. No other name we know. When we call on the name, Jesus, we know we can walk into our season. We know we can walk into the things of you. Oh, Jesus, that great name, Jesus. We're calling on your name, Jesus. We're asking that you move, that you stir up, that you kindle, that you prepare, that you strengthen, that you encourage your people on today. In the mighty name of Jesus, we do pray. Amen. Thank you. I hope that y'all were blessed on today. And I had, I think, 6 pages of notes, and I said, okay, God, I never got to flip the page. To God be the glory, because I wanted God to have his way. So I thank God on today, and I know that after today that you will prepare to walk into your season. Somebody needs to get a passport on this line. Somebody needs to get their suitcases ready. Preparation. See, any miracle and any blessing, you got to prepare for. And so God has gave us all instructions privately, openly. And he's saying he wants our hearts. It's time for us to repent. It's time for us to repent for the things we think, do. It's time for us to repent even for the things we don't do that God told us to do, and he's speaking to
to me on today. It's truly time for us to repent that we can walk into our season. It's time for us to go forth like never before. We say we love God, we say we love souls, but we got to show that love. Tina Turner always says, what does love have to do with it, she says. But love has everything to do with it when it's in Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
So we have to have that love. We have to have that love, and we have to show that love. So God is saying to us, prepare. He told some of you to start writing a book. He told some of you to start your ministry. He told some of you to humble yourself and submit yourself under a leader. He told some of you to fast and pray. And we fast and pray when we want to. But God said, no longer shall we do what we want to do. We shall walk in our season, walk into the things that he has for us. And so God has given us a heart transfusion on today. You may not feel it right now, but God said he's cleaning our heart out. He's cleaning our minds out. He's cleaning our spirits out. He's cleaning our thoughts out. But see, some of us have some crazy thoughts. I'm talking about me. And so your heart and you only got to line up with one another. You know, the man of God says, you got to see the thing he said last week. And you got to see it. It's so true. But also you got to be able to have the right mind to see. Because, see, sometimes you just can't see in the spirit nor the natural. But we walk by faith and not by sight. So some things you're just not going to see. Hallelujah. But God said we still got to take a step and walk in the spirit. Walk in the season. Not walk with the flesh. See, sometimes we're walking, and we think we're walking in the spirit, we're walking in the flesh. God said, no longer shall we live in the flesh, walk in the flesh, do the things in the flesh. He said he wants us to walk in the spirit. Be what God wants you to be. Do what God has called you to do. And the timing is now for preparation. Pack your bag, get ready for change, as the man of God said. Pack your survival bag. Some of you is getting ready to relocate. Some of you is getting ready to go to another job. Some of you coming off your job. Because God has called your hand to bring forth money. You say, why haven't I been blessed in this season, last season? I know some of you have heard the word before, but I'm telling you this time, if you really follow instructions on this broadcast, you will walk into your season.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hey! And so I say to you, if you don't follow the instruction of the Holy Ghost, you will be stuck in your season. I'm not a doom, but I'm going to tell you the truth. You will, and there'll be a long time before this season come back again. You don't remember nothing else that was said on today. Walk into your season, because if you don't, it'll be a long time before it come back again. But we can't afford to miss our season. So I'm saying I'm going to walk it out, walk it out, walk it out, walk it out. I am going to be in the perfect time of God, the perfect will of God. See, I thank God for meeting Prophetess Barbara, but it was already a day in the midst. Because, see, I'm getting ready to go some places. This woman of God, the overseer, is going to take me some places. See, I feel like this is the first time I spoke in my life. And I said, ooh, I haven't spoke before, but this is kind of, I was kind of nervous, and so much is going on. Got sick, and I said, wait a minute, this seems to be the first time I spoke. And God said, it is your first time. But see, you knew. You knew. You're walking into a new season. You're walking into new things. You're walking into a new purpose. You're walking into a new ministry. He said, your prayer line ain't even going to be the same no more. Don't get worried how it shifts. Because he said, I'm doing a new thing.
Hallelujah.
And sometimes we get a little, we get shook up by the new thing. God said, don't be moved by the new thing. You asked me for this, says the Lord. You asked me for a change. And so stand there and wait for your change, as the man of God said. You asked me to deliver you. You asked me to heal. You asked me to do so many things for you. Why don't you trust me? Why don't you all wait
right.
on me? And why don't you just walk? You ain't got to see. Just walk.
All
stop.
Right.
And God said also, your ears got to be open to hear.
Uh-huh.
Reminds me of Samuel that thought that his father called him, and it was not, it was God. Some of you keep walking in confusion, and you don't know who's calling you. But God said, "You, my sheep know my voice, and another they shall not follow." So God's saying, open up your ears. I'm going to speak to you personally. Good to have a prophet and a prophetess, but God said, I'm going to speak to you personally and give you some instruction. He said, and do not be disobedient. You know, disobedience is a spirit of witchcraft, and sometimes we don't walk in our season because we want to do what we want to do.
All right.
The world has a saying, I want to do me. God said, no more shall we do us, but we better do Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
So I thank God for today. I'm asking God to breathe on each and every one of you right now. I speak life for those things that's been dead, for those things that needs to be plucked up. I pray in the name of Jesus that they be plucked up. I speak that you shall go forth in the name of Jesus. Remember, you got to start from the top still sometimes, mopping the floor. Because a great leader, follower is a great leader. And so I had to start from the bottom to get to the top. And God will exalt you in due season. Don't exalt yourself. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God will exalt you. So this is some of the seasons that some people are walking into that God is about to show himself off through you. You've been sitting on a shelf for too long. God said he's about to show his glory through you. And they will know who God is through you. Because, see, there's so many false prophets out here now and so many false apostles and false, and everybody want to be this and everybody want to be that. And God said, I can even call some of these people. They call themselves. God be the glory. I thank God that he called this woman of God. And he said he's going to show himself. Signs and wonders shall take place. And it will behoove you to follow her, to walk with her in the spirit and the natural. It would really, everybody that you know that's blessed, and I'm not saying that you're not blessed, but I'm saying at this time, we need to walk with some people that God connected us with. You know, it was a season that I walked with a bunch of people, and I thought they were the right people. I got jacked up, messed up. And see, I thank God for this. Nah, I don't have to, you know, I come from church and God in Christ. I know how to, you know, do the right, you know, protocol and everything. But one of God said, be yourself, let God use you. And so I'm just going to tell it like it is. I got so messed up. That was my story. And they held me down and held me back because I allowed them to. God said, who are you allowing to take you down when I want to bring you up? Walk into your season. He said, the joy of the Lord is your strength. Why are you walking around sad? Why are you walking around sad? Why are you walking around like you don't know who you serve? We say he's King of Kings. We say he's Almighty. We say he's Jehovah Jireh. Well, do we really believe he's our provider when we have nothing in the bank? But see, he's about to change some people's bank account. He's about to change some people's bank account, and the overflow is coming their way. If they just walk into their season, and I ain't talking to be talking. If they just walk into their season, the season God chose for them.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So I
Hallelujah.
Say today, peace be with you. Peace in the midst of the storm. It may be snowing on the outside, but it ain't going to snow all the way. In Philadelphia, we had 12 inches one time, and all I could do was look out the door, but I couldn't even open it. Look out the window, look out the door, and I said, wow. A lot of snow. And guess what I did? Got my snack and went upstairs, looked at TV, and knew that the snow was going to clear up. I knew it wasn't going to be snow always, and I knew I ain't had nothing to worry about. Now, remind you, just telling you a brief testimony, I didn't have any heat. I had an electric heater. But you know what? My house wasn't cold because God was covering, and all was well when the snowstorm. So what are you saying, sister girl? I'm saying all's going to be well because God's taking care of you. So don't even fret about what you see, what you hear, what you think, what the enemy trying to do. Stop giving him so much praise and give your God some praise. And if you're a praise leader, people shouldn't have to pump you up. Praise leaders shouldn't have to pump you up on Sunday. Because when you look back at your story, your life, you should be crying out hallelujah. You should be praising your God. So stop making the praise leaders work so hard and begin to praise your God. Stop making the preachers preach so hard and begin to praise. It's time out for foolishness. Time out for tantrums, God is saying. It's time out for doing what we want to do. God is saying he's smacking our legs on today, like in this natural, saying, get up. No more bottles. Some of you are still on bottles after 10, 20 years. God is saying it's progress time. It's time for us to move ahead. It's time for us to go where God wants us to go. So I'm saying to you, saints of God, you can make it. Tell the devil he's a liar. When he come up in their mind, rebuke him. And I say to you, God bless each and every one of you. Love you. Praying for you. Be encouraged. God bless. And I am gone.
God bless. That was a word, prophet, darling David. Ooh, I'm going to take it all for me today. But here I am. A prophetess, Barbara Till. We're going to go here to you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Prophet,
praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise the Lord.
Prophetess Darlene Davis, I am so proud in the spirit. You are a divine mouthpiece of God, which is a prophetess. See, we have to allow God to use us the way he wants us to use us as a prophet, apostle, or whatever call he called us into. He is the teacher, and we are the clay. So what you have done today, you have prophesied to God's people. That's what they need. They need to know that God is all they need, and he will raise them up for his glory. Nothing too hard for God, and we must trust him by faith. You have spoken the word today. I am so proud, and I thank God that I met you. I thank God for the anointing that's on your life. Yes, this is your season. And all of those that are out there, sometimes, yes, we are to be ministered to. And that's what God called many pastors to do, even prophetess, bishops, apostles. We all can give the word. But to give up that word to God's people, a word that will strengthen them, lift them up, to let them know where they are. And it's time that they trust God and not be afraid. Everything you said, I agree in my spirit. So you keep doing what God tells you to do. Be as bold as you are in Christ and speak the truth, because they need the truth in these last days. No more playing around with the anointing. The anointing is nothing without God. He called you. We got to wait on him to raise us and give us the season to walk through a door, to minister to his people with love and compassion. Get ourselves out of the way and be who God called us to be. Because it's not about us. It was about us before we gave our life to him. But once we gave our life to him, it's no longer about us. The reason I say it was about us, because he died for us, the sinners. So it is about us when we're in sin and having given our lives to Christ. But it's about God once he takes us in the palm of his hand to raise us up according to his purpose, pattern, and plan in our life. God bless you. Bless you. And the ones that are listening, don't take all what she said lightly, because God comes in mysterious ways. Open up your ear to listen. Open up your spiritual ear to hear what the Lord is saying to you today. Let me tell you, there's been healing. Whoever's on this broadcast today, you have to receive the healing. You have to receive the truth. If it applies to you, receive it. When you get off this phone, you thank God for everything that you ever been through, bad, good, or ugly. The Lord said it really ain't no ugly. It's just bad and good. So whatever you've gone through is for the glory of God, to strengthen you, like my sister said, to strengthen you to go forth. It's a process. Get up, saith the Lord, like the prophet said. Get up and let God be God in you. Let him raise you up. Let him take you to your destiny. Let him take the anointing that is from him. He's responsible for you to raise you up according to his will and not our will. We're too busy trying to be up front. No, we got to go through something. We got to sit under somebody if God chose you to do so. And we got to learn the purpose and the pattern of God. We got to learn the spiritual principles of God according to the letter of the law. Because you can't take that old wine and put it in new wineskin, because it'll burst. Not only will it burst, it will cause confusion. The Lord said, walk by the Spirit 24-7. Okay? Don't take the letter of the law and get some revelation of what I've been saying from the time of Adam all the way to the death, burial, resurrection of my son. I want you to know the mysteries. And it's only given to those who love me. He wants your heart. He wants your mind. That's what he wants, because your heart and your mind going to cause you to be obedient, to cause you to walk by faith, cause you to trust God, cause you
to
come out
of... Prophetess Barbara is going to be speaking for us tomorrow. Hallelujah. So stay tuned. Stay tuned. She will be ministering for us tomorrow. The Lord's will on walking in your season. We met this beautiful prophetess, Darlene Davis, through Prophetess Barbara Teal in North Carolina. So she will be ministering the word for us on tomorrow. We still have about 7 or 8 callers, so God bless you, Prophetess Barbara.
She done dropped off. Amen.
Okay.
Sister T.
Amen.
God bless, Sister T.
Yeah, thank you. I really enjoyed the message today. It was very beautiful. And I just thank God, because we are walking in our season. I know this is a totally different season for me right now. God is keeping me strong, and I just thank God for the messages that come forward, because they're so encouraging to me. And I just thank God for this ministry. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. And I've been listening to the song, Walking Through Your Season, by Donna Lawrence, and I know that it's a ministry song. So I just thank the woman of God for the message today, and continue to pray for my family.
Amen. Thank you, God.
Amen. We're going to Liberal Democrat.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise him. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. Prophetess, I enjoyed, amen, that word. Amen. Like they were saying, it was for me. Amen. When she said amen to God, you know, we got to leave some folk behind to go into this new season. Amen. Everybody ain't meant to walk with us in this new one. So, amen, when we try to pull people with us, we get in trouble because they don't want to come. And it ain't for them, amen to God, amen. We can't take everybody with us. And that's a lesson that I'm learning right now. So I appreciate that word, amen to God. I wanted to pull everybody with me, but they ain't coming. So I got to go on anyhow, amen. So God bless her for being obedient and speaking that word today, amen. And I praise God, I got somebody to talk fast like me. So I heard every word she was saying. Thank you, Lord. Amen, amen. So God bless you. Thank you, Lord.
God bless you. We're going to... Minister Aaron Singleton.
Oh, praise the Lord. How y'all doing? I like the message. I got the message because that was confirmation straight to me, because I knew what the Lord told me to do, and I had to leave. You know, I'm working at our church too. You know, I work in the missionary department, but the Lord told me to go to another church to help them to build up the church that they got. This other, my way's my cousin through marriage, and the Lord told me to go over there and help them out. And it was confirmation, which he was talking about, because I didn't get on to the last tell of it, but I got the message. It was powerful and anointed. I know I'm being led by God because I'm a walking miracle and I'm walking into my season. I know that's what God wants me to do because sometimes the enemy will try to play with your mind thinking it's you.
Mm-hmm.
But when you really walk into your season and really trust in God and believe in God, that's what God wants you to do for the calling of souls because I love souls and I want to do what God wants me to do because I want him to get the glory with me. But when I did it, I said I felt so good. Because I had a dream that the church I was kind of putting down, I had a dream. God told me to go back to that same church you put down and gave me the dream to help that pastor. He's going to be waiting on me. Went to church Sunday, and the pastor was waiting on me. And I told him what the dust of the Lord, and he said, I've been praying, him and his wife, been praying that the Lord bring somebody through to help the church up. And I said, and that was number God. So I got the message. I appreciate your message. The Lord used you, prophet. You did a powerful job. And I thank God for that. So I got the message. That's all I can say. I got the message. I'm walking in by faith. And
that's
keep up the good work.
God bless. Thank you, Aaron, minister. We're going to Vanessa Jones. You're back on.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Unto God and to all whom honors do that. So greatly appreciate God for the word that went forth today. I'm so in awe. I don't really even have words to say. I thank God for that word. I really needed to hear that. I was going through such a great deal yesterday. I had so many different things just coming at me from every angle, and I just had this major tension tantrum. So when she started talking about them tantrums, I knew that that was for me. So I'm smiling because I'm so happy, and I appreciate God for being so mindful of me. It's just like, who am I that he's so mindful of me, that he will send this word for me today, for me to just even be able to sit here and listen to the word. I called in because I was at a friend's house getting my hair done, and I called in because I wanted to share the word with her. But I thank God that, you know, that he was mindful of me to just send that word for me. And I just appreciate God for all things in Jesus' name.
Jesus' name, we thank
Amen.
You.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, we're going to Evangelist Cummins. We have about three or four more on the line. Evangelist Cummins.
I came in quite late because I had a lot of things we were doing today here. But I just want to thank God for the word of God. Thank God for Evangelist Bernard and Sister Ruby and all the comments that I heard, and I know there's always a rhema word that comes through there in Jesus' precious name. Just continue to pray for me, and I'm walking by faith, and I'm in my season, and I'm going through, and I'm speaking it as though it works, and that's the way it is. It is what God say it is. We just got to wait on it. God bless you all, women and men of God.
Amen. We pray, thank God for you. God bless. We're going to Prophet Michael.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
I was not able to hear whatever the great word that the prophet has spoke, but I could tell by the responses of the people that she was definitely on point. I'm just ending my radio broadcast, which God has just blessed me to be on the air at Delta College. Knowledge is Power Gospel Hour, and Evangelist Bernard will be the speaker next Wednesday at 1 p.m. But I thank and praise God that I was minded as soon as my show ended to run and connect back to New Destiny. So I thank and praise God for her being steadfast, unmovable, holding on to the horns of this thing, this internet blog talk radio that God has blessed her, and I see it as blessed quite a few people over the internet through different cities, states, and countries. Just a testimony of what God can do. Little become much when it's in the master's hand. So, Sister Adrian, I want to encourage you to continue to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the works of the Lord, because he said your faithfulness will not go unrewarded. Oh, no. So I thank and praise God for you being faithful to New Destiny. Amen.
Amen. We thank you so much for tuning in. We're going to go. We got a couple of more. You've been on before, but I have 601-9600.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Lady Morris.
Oh, Lady Morris. You know, I'll get them numbers. God bless you. How are you today?
God bless you all. I just got on a few minutes ago just trying to get some crumbs, and I just thank God for just hearing the comments. I know it was a blessed word. I'm always blessed when I call in. God bless you all.
Oh, God bless you. Go back to the archives if you're able to go.
Amen.
Amen. Who else we got? Oh, we got one more. What's his name? Muhammad. Is that you?
Brother Muhammad.
Yes, ma'am.
Praise the Lord. Your line is open. Yeah, your line is open.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was just calling in. I really enjoyed the show. And I wanted to just say, you know, as I speak, you know, sometimes to you without love. And I wanted to reveal again another revelation from the Father. He said that he's standing in the congregation of the mighty, and he judges among the gods. Then he asked us, he said, how long will we judge unjustly and accept the persons of the wicked? And then he told us, he said, defend the poor and the fatherless and do justice to the afflicted and needy. And he said to deliver the poor and needy and rid them out of the hands of the wicked. He said, because the wicked they know not, neither would they understand, because they walk on in darkness and all the foundations of the earth are out of course. I have said you are gods, and all of you are the children of the Most High. But you shall, like he said, because of not having the knowledge, we shall die like mere mortal men and fall like one of the angels. But he said, arise, O gods, and judge the earth, for you shall inherit all nations. So beautifully as that is spoken, I just wanted to say that it is everything that our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ came to create within us, that new creature, that new man within us all, which is that God creature. And I want to say that I love you because I really do. And with that being understood, that we have all been given the Spirit of the Father, and you are gods, and you are goddesses, and God is coming. So I always end off, you know, with that note to let you know that he has one foot on the earth and one foot coming. And we have Jesus Christ. We have Jesus Christ. We have him in us all to bring us back to that life called God. I love you all.
We love you too, and thank you for tuning in. Okay, that's all that's on here. And I'm going to turn it back over to our founder and host, Evangelist Adrian Bernard, from New Orleans into Stockton.
Amen.
That word was awesome, Prophetess Darlene Davis.
Amen. Amen. Just want to extend an invitation to the young minister, Minister Muhammad. God bless you. Maybe you could come on and minister for us one day. So we'll talk. I'll give you a call, and you all excuse me for a minute. Amen. I'm just so excited about this word today, walking in your season. Prophetess Darlene, you be encouraged, honey. You ministered the word today, and it wasn't you. It was the Holy Ghost speaking. And that's what we get excited about, when we hear God moving. And you can tell instantly when God is moving. And we also can tell when flesh takes over. So I thank God for that word today from Prophetess Darlene Bell, talking about walking in your season. And I don't know if any of you all, I know Sister T, we want her to pray for Sister T. And if there is any more on the line that need any special prayer, we're going to ask the woman of God. Sister Ruby says she would like prayer. We're going to ask the woman of God to come back right now. And I'll pray for Sister T, Evangelist Cummins. Amen. And I'm so happy to see Prophet Mike with me. I just want to say to you all, our listening audience, Prophet Michael Lewis, I'm talking about Michael Lewis, he is an advocate for my sister. And I tell you, he's just like a brother to me. And he has been certainly supportive of my sister Danielle and have been supportive of my entire family. And I marvel at next month, we'll be celebrating our 2-year anniversary being on Blog Talk Radio. And when God gave me this to do, Michael Lewis.
Right.
I ran this show through, and he was the first one to minister on this line, and I marvel at what God has done. So almost 2 years later, we still here preaching and teaching the gospel of Jesus Christ Monday through Friday. We even holidays, we take no time off. We come on this line just to give God some praise for what he's done. And our prophetess Barbara Teal, she has been with us through the inception, Evangelist Cummins, and also Sister Ruby, of course, have been with us through the inception of this radio broadcast. So we're just excited, and don't you be disturbed, your new callers, those of you that are just connecting with us. God has his own time and his own purpose, and that's what that scripture was talking about in Ecclesiastes. There's a time and a season. There's a purpose for everything, and I'm reminded of the story in the New Testament where the master had bid laborers to come in and work in his field. Amen. And some of the laborers got mad because the ones that came in the last hour, they were able to receive the same reward from those in the first hour had received. So remember, God said the first is going to be last. Amen. But I just thank God for an opportunity to just be in his royal family. Amen. And we know that the just God, he's going to do what's right. I don't care what you think about it. God has the final say over my life. He has the final say in every situation. And even would he permit the enemy to bring upon us, God still has the final say, because he has to get permission from God before he can bring anything upon you. God permits us to go through certain things, and it's only the trying of our faith. It's only for us to come out as pure gold, and we know if we don't go through the fire, hallelujah, gold does not come out pure until it is tried in the fire. So just know that we're being tried as we walk in this season, but know that those that wait upon the Lord, they are going to renew their strength. So we thank God for prophetess Darlene Davis today, and we're going to give it back into her hands where she can pray for the women and men of God. And if there's anything that God has spoken in our spirit to say to any of you, she has heard your voices, and that's what prophets do. They discern and pick up what you're doing and what God is talking to them about you when they hear your voice, because the Spirit is the one that speaketh expressly to the church. Amen. So we're going back to Prophetess Darlene. God bless you, woman of God.
Praise God. I thank God for each and every one of you. I thank God for your remarks and comments and their love and support. I just truly thank God because I feel the love, and love has everything to do with it. I don't know names too well. The young man that said the minister that said he went to one church to help out, if you can tell me your name, or right now, the minister that went to another church to help out, and he felt good because he was helping out in the right church. Mm-hmm. I want to say to you, man of God, truly that's what God has called you to do at this season. But sometimes the enemy comes to play with your mind. But we cast down every evil imagination right now in the name of Jesus, because we come touching and agreeing, because God said we have authority and the power in him in the name of Jesus. Because, see, sometimes the enemy plays with your mind, and you have not walked into your season. But, man of God, you will walk into your season. At this season, you will not listen to other people, other things that's not of God. Your flesh will be killed in the name of Jesus, even right now. And I leave you with chapter 4 in your
your own time, if you can read that in your own time. And I just want to say, be encouraged, man of God. It is of God. And you continue to do what God has called you to do. Now, what man has called you to do, if it don't line up with God, don't do it.
Prophetess Darlene, that was Minister Aaron. He's calling back into the line. So can you state that again to him? Is he on yet?
I'll try.
Okay. She's prophesying. That's why I told you to ask her to wait.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Is he on yet? If not,
just
I can move on to someone else. I can move on to somebody else.
Okay, well, we'll come back to him. He's going to call back in. Amen. God bless
Pastor.
You, Lady Mars. Good to see you. Go ahead, Prophet.
Praise the Lord. Pastor, I think it was Michael, the one that came in at the end that has his own broadcast. To God
Michael.
Be the glory. I keep hearing apostle shit. To God be the glory. And at this season, you're going to have to drop some things in some people also. But I leave you with hallelujah. This is your season. Hallelujah.
Yeah,
let's see some things you sowed. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
God said, now is your time to reap the harvest of the blessings. Hallelujah. So I just pray for you and your ministry. And I leave you with Ezekiel. I'm trying to remember what God said. Ezekiel chapter 3 and chapter 4. Continue to be encouraged. Continue to be blessed. We'll be praying for you and your ministry. Thank God for you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Keep hearing that apostleship. I keep hearing that apostleship on him. To God be the glory. The woman of God, the woman of God that's been struggling with, she's been coming on every day. I enjoy her voice. There's something about peace in her voice. And she's been sick, and you were saying you can't wait for her to come back. And she's just encouraging. She's a encourager. And I just want to say to you to continue to be encouraged. This too shall pass, and you're walking into your season. Hallelujah. Is she on?
Yeah, Evangeline Cummings. I think that's
her name. Yes, that's her name, Evangeline Cummings.
Uh-huh.
Praise the Lord. I just want to say I appreciate you. I thank God for your encourager. Thank God for all that you have went through, because it's for his glory, and he's going to show up and show out for you. And this time when you rise, the enemy hasn't seen nothing yet. And this time when you rise, God's going to get the glory even more. So we pray your strength, we pray your healing, and continue to be encouraged, my sister. I just want to encourage you. I want to leave you with Psalms 150 and Psalms 147.
Amen.
Be encouraged.
Thank you.
Be encouraged,
my
sister.
I receive all of it. Thank you, Jesus.
Okay, did y'all have someone that y'all wanted me to pray for?
Aaron, Minister Aaron Singleton is back on.
Did he come back? He came back?
Yeah, he's on the line. His line is open. Prophet is Davis.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I just wanted to encourage you and tell you that you are doing what God has called you to do, and God did call you to go and help that church out. Follow God, not man. Do what God says do. God said also, we pray a blood covering over your mind, because the enemy comes in your mind and talks to you. You know, because God has great visions and things in you, then the enemy tries to come in and see if he ain't messing with y'all. Well, this is for everybody, even me, then something is wrong. But if he's messing with y'all, y'all should be praising God, because he said something in me that must be great. Because, see, the enemy ain't going to mess with nothing that's not great. And his greatness on everybody on this line. And everybody got a ministry on this line. And so I just want to say, don't even be moved. This is for everybody. For the people that came in, didn't get anything or got the crumbs, don't be moved by what the devil is doing, but be moved by what God is doing at this hour. Keep your eyes looking to the hills from which your help comes from. And your help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. See, sometimes we look down, we look around, and we look all different ways. But God's saying, this hour we can't afford to look all different ways. But keep our eyes looking to him. Hallelujah, not to man. So, minister, I say to you, we pray a blood covering over your mind, that you continue to walk in your season of walking what God has called you to walk into. We come against the spirit of confusion. And God, I'm going to give you Mark, I think, Mark 4. Was it Mark 4? Somebody help me out because I done turned the page, flipped the page. I'm going walking back and forth, y'all. You know, the Holy Ghost, when he get on you, you don't know what to do. But to praise him, hallelujah. So I think it was Mark 4. Somebody help me out because I done flipped the page. I don't even know what happened. What's going on over here?
Thank
I can't even hardly see straight.
Chapter 4.
What was it?
Chapter 4.
So when you read that in your own time, so we thank God for the man of God. Is there anybody else that you all want me to pray for or that they want prayer at this time?
Sister T.
Praise the Lord.
I just ask you to continue to pray for my mom, Mildred Loxton, and my family as a whole, the Loxton family. We're just praying that she can get an appetite, if anything else. You know, I know we're dealing with the cancer, and we know that God is in control of all things. We know that. But if we can just pray that she can just hold down a meal and even take a meal, I thank you for your prayers.
Praise God. Sister Lotz, my mother had cancer, and at first it was overtaking me because, you know, you love your loved ones. It was overtaking me. But then God said, I called you. You know, I had to step up in the spirit and leave the flesh alone. And it's hard to do that when it's your mother, grandmother, or someone you love. But I wanted to speak to you the other day, and God said it wasn't time. So it's time now. And I wanted to encourage you to know that God is going to do just what he said he's going to do. I had to start giving her oil, praying over her from head to toe on a regular basis. And I had to start claiming and proclaiming that there was no cancer. And eventually, my mother and my aunt, both of them, I don't know how I wound up having to take care of, you know, my aunt, my mother, it was a whole lot of people. And that was the season that I was in. And I was starting to get a little weary. But then I had to look to the hills. I had to trust God. And we say scriptures and stuff, but we've got to put us to the test. And so I had to start laying hands on her. But my aunt had said to me, Daniel. And I said, yes. She said, I want you to stop praying for me. I want to go. So I said, God, what do I do? Because she knew that the prayers of the righteous elements that I was praying and she was holding on. So I want to encourage you to lay hands on your mother. I'm sure you're doing that from head to toe. Give her a little bit of oil, see if she can drink it, because at this time, sometimes they can't eat, they can't hold down things. Speak that she shall hold down things. And it's going to be some days that it's going to be hard, but just continue to speak into her spirit. This hour we must walk into the season, we must speak into the spiritual realm. And some days it's going to be hard, because in the natural, she don't want to eat. And, you know, but we pray right now in the name of Jesus for this family, God, even for this woman of God, that she will continue to go forth in you, God. Oh, God, those days that she feels like she can't make it, God, you give her that strength, God, to endure, God. Let her continue to keep her whole armor on, God. Touch her from the crown of her head to the bottom of her feet even now, God. The things she's not even asking prayer for, God. You see the hidden things, God, that we will not speak out loud, that you breathe on her, God. Saturate her, God. We ask that you touch that whole family, God. We ask for salvation and deliverance, God. And your will be done, God. Show them what to do, God. Show them how to do it, God. And we thank you right now. We praise you, God. We give you honor, God, for being done, God. Yay, God, in the name of Jesus. Amen. I hear God saying, just lift up your hands and praise me. Just lift up your hands and praise me. Just lift up, because see, it's beyond your mother. You've been going through some other things. It's been some rough seasons for you. But God, just praise me right now. It will be done. Some other things you need done, that you ain't even speaking. But God said, I see and I hear and I know. And I am going to move on your behalf, says the Lord, because you are mine. He said, just praise me. Sometimes you just got to praise him, even when you're going through the storm. Just praise me. I know it's hard. Believe me, I went through the same thing. But just praise him. Hallelujah, in the midst of this storm.
Thank you, Jesus.
So we thank God on today. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Is it anybody else?
Yes, we're going to Pastor Hamilton.
Pastor Hamilton.
Well, hello, family.
Hello, family. Good to hear your voice. Prophet is
know that you are loved and appreciated, highly esteemed and favored in the name of Jesus, and you know it. I mean it from the bottom of my spirit and my heart. Prophetess, I just want to say to you that I am encouraged in my spirit. I've heard a couple of your prayers as I came on just to say hi, and I am encouraged that God is moving in your life right now as we speak. And I just want to connect with you spiritually to say, job well done, my sister. You're definitely speaking the uncompromisable word of God, and we're pleasured to be able to know you're in our family.
Praise God.
Darlene,
oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I came on really to try to catch the very end of it just to get a prelim in for tomorrow. But God is moving on this line today. It is phenomenal to feel the Spirit of God all the way here in Houston, Texas. From California to the Carolinas, all the way up to the Michigan area. I feel God is moving right now, and I'm encouraged. And I just want to encourage you that God is about to do a new thing for all of us. And he's ready for those that are ready to step up, step out, and do what he said do. When right now that God is about to do some new things for our lives. So just know I'm excited. Just know I'm excited.
Amen.
So my sister, you were praying for people. I am a prayer warrior, but I always need prayer. So I'm here. I'm here asking for nothing particular, and I'm not calling out any wants, needs, or desires. I'm just soliciting your prayer right now for my life, and I humbly submit before you right now.
Praise the Lord. I give God honor. It's an honor and privilege that you humbly submit, you know, because you're such a great man of God yourself. I thank God for your ministry, but I also thank God, and don't even know you, but I know you in the spirit. I thank God for where your ministry is going to go. I hear God saying, get ready to travel. Get ready.
Jesus.
He said, get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready.
Come on.
Say it like that. He said, because he wanted to hit your spirit. Get ready for the new things. Because see, when they lied on you and talked about you, they haven't seen nothing yet. Eyes have not seen. Ears have not heard where God is getting ready to take you. Keep prophesying, keep praying. Because see, your prayers were not in vain. You prayed for them even though they rightfully used you to say what God's saying you. And so the sower, you're going to get a reap a harvest. And so God said, I heard you cry, and you got me walking back and forth right now. But God said, I'm stirring up something in him. He stirs up something in you, it's a divine connection if y'all catch it.
Ooh, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. God said, and I was worried about what was I going to pray, but when I listened in the hands of the
Jesus.
Lord,
thank you, Jesus.
He made
thank
everything
you,
all right.
Thank you, Jesus.
And
thank
God said he's getting ready to bring some peace in the midst of some things. He's getting ready to tear down some things, destroy some things, disconnect, and reconnect you with some things and connect you with some people. But see, they need to know who you are. I don't know who you are, but God said, I got to say what I hear. God said television. God said broadcast. God said they will hear my voice through you. And see that prayer, that hidden prayer, that quiet prayer that you've been praying, God said, I heard it. My prophet is not going to speak it.
Hallelujah.
But I heard it, and God said, I'm going to move. God said, I'm going to move. And he said, as I'm walking back and forth, you're walking into your season even now. See, the Lord didn't catch the word. He said, they came in on at the end. He said, y'all didn't miss nothing. Because he said, right now, if you catch it right now.
Right now.
He said, I'm in the midst. He said,
right now.
Sunday. He said, right
hallelujah,
now.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Is the time. He said, he's going to bless you. So right now, we want to say a prayer. Thank God for you. And he said, right now, get ready. What's
going
to take place?
Right now.
He said, what's going to take place? He said, the enemy going to come up after this word, but he's a liar. It's going to make it look like it ain't going to happen, but it's going to happen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And all those prayers you prayed, some people you prayed for, they got delivered. They got healed. And they got strengthened. And they try to pull on the anointing and pull on you and drag you down.
Thank you, Jesus.
Not this season.
Thank you, Jesus.
Your season all the way.
Oh,
God, we thank you for this great man of God. We thank you for your service. We're willing to pray for your people.
count it an honor and a privilege, God. I ask you to touch him from the crown of his head to the bottom of his feet. And God, I ask, and I see you dancing. I don't even know. You don't even know you're dancing. God said you want to dance. Ah, you going to dance like David danced. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You're going to dance around the enemy.
Jesus.
God, we thank you. We thank you, God, right now. I ask you to continue to touch him, God. Continue to keep him in his ministry and his family, God. I'm asking, God, that you continue to help him to hold on to your unchanging hand. We thank you,
hallelujah.
And we praise you right now in the mighty name
right
of
now.
Jesus. Oh, I feel God. I don't know about y'all,
Jesus.
But I feel God. Hallelujah. I got to praise
hallelujah, my
hallelujah.
Sister. You just don't know. You connected.
I hope I
we are connected in the Holy
right
Spirit.
Now.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I feel God. He's doing
something. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. He's doing something in us.
Hey!
Woman of God said you came to get the crumbs. God said he's going to give you more than crumbs. Hallelujah.
Oh,
you came and ran. Because you came and ran. And you came to see God. Not with God's woman, but you came to see God. And you came pulling on something. He said he's going to give you more than crumbs.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Woo, my sister, be encouraged that the word is coming straight from your belly out of your mouth. The people on this line that know me are probably jumping up in their chairs right now because the word you just spoke into my life resonates with everything that I am about. You use a word that is very powerful in my ministry, and that word is now. I am a now Christian. Move when God says move. We're right now, and you have solidified in the name of Jesus that his spirit. See, we got to learn to confirm the spirit by what? Not people, not circumstances, and not situations, but by the spirit. And this is what encourages my soul right now. This is what gets me excited to keep doing what God is called to do, because no matter what we do to mess it up, God will step in, and when we rely on the spirit, Jesus, he will speak, and he will speak truth into our lives. So I just bless God for you right now. Oh, Lord, I just thank him that he has connected us in a spiritual realm that you are now my family. I respect the fact right now that Jesus has given me the opportunity to become a part of your life. It may be from a million miles away. It may be from country to country, but I know this today. As well as I'm standing here right now in the name of Jesus, that he has divinely connected you in this destiny family that we're building. And I'm just going to say to you, if you ever wondered what it would take to get in line to receive what God has, we have to not only have just enough room, we have to have more room. So I'm telling you today, prepare to receive the more than enough. Prepare to receive the windows of heaven opening up and pouring out a blessing that the flesh doesn't think we have room to receive, but in the spirit today, build up your storehouse. Build up your bank accounts. Build up the areas in your life that you need to be refilled and watch God move in the now. And I declare that right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Ooh, Jesus. Jesus. Hallelujah. Boy, I don't know if y'all can do anything else but worship him right now. Oh, Jesus. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Jesus, oh, we thank you, Lord Jesus. You are worthy of our praise. You're worthy of our praise, Heavenly Father God. Lord, we admonish you right now, Lord. We honor you right now, Lord. We hallowed your name, Heavenly Father God. That we give you all the praise, all the honor, all the glory, all the accolation, everything. Lord, we give it to you right now, Lord. We say it's yours, Lord, as we worship you in spirit and in truth. As we enter into your courts with thanksgiving, Lord, we just say thank you. And, Lord, as we worship you, Lord, we just say yes. We just say yes, Lord. And we leave it right there. And we let you we submissively give you the authority in our lives to just put whatever it is that you want to put at the end of those three letters. Yes.
activate the yes in our lives. Yes, activate it in our spirits. Yes, activate it in our actions. Yes, activate it in our thinking, Heavenly Father God, that we will be obedient to your word as we worship you. Oh, thank you, Jesus. As we worship you right now, Lord Jesus, thank you. We just thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Bless you, Lord Jesus. Oh,
hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Jesus,
thank you, Lord. After it's all said and done, when all the things that you've done for me that I have thanked you for, I just thank you just to thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Well,
bless
you.
Your name right now, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank
amen.
You, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank God for Pastor Hamilton. He's our Provoke Friday pastor. Been on there for a long time, so we'll get to hear him Friday. Friday.
Come
on.
Get ready, family.
Okay, we're getting
get ready.
God bless
get
you.
Get ready, because we are about to launch our Provoke to Purpose seminar on Fridays.
Okay.
And we're going to take this thing into completion. Mm-hmm. We're going to stop dealing around with this and that. We are going to go through each step, by step, by step, and we are going to perfect the lessons and the word of God that he would have for our lives. All we got to do is be ready. All we got to do is make ourselves positioned right and get in line with the yes.
Oh, I will have to go out there.
And God is gonna blow us up. So bless you guys. I don't mean to hold. This was not an intentional thing to come on here and get a word or whatever in. But I just wanted to say I love you guys. I appreciate you. Please, anybody listening, come tomorrow and join in on this dynamic change that we're about to take. And I just thank God for each and every one of you. I love you. And Evangelist, I'll call you in about an hour.
Okay,
God bless you.
We're saying Friday, Provoke Friday. Tomorrow is Thursday. We're looking for Pastor Hamilton Friday, Provoke Friday, on this broadcast at 1 o'clock.
Oh, that's right. Exactly. See?
Praise the Lord. We're going to, I miss Lady Mars. Your line is open. Did you have anything you wanted, special prayer? What? Lady Mars? Okay, then. So she's not answering. Prophet Darlene Davis, I just wanted a prayer. Sister Ruby, for me, my daughter, her birthday is next Thursday, and it'll be 2 years since she left here. So ask the Lord to strengthen me and go through this process.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I thank God for you, Sister Ruby. I thank God for you holding up the blessed thing. Dan, I thank God for your anointing. I just thank God for you. I have been praying for you, and I know that it was some things that you were going through. But even in that, people can't tell. And I thank God. I like your style. I like your spirit because, you know, some people, you know when they're depressed and they're going through. But right now, God, we come, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, serving God. And I hear you saying it's going to rain in her life. Rain, overflow. Rain in a good way. So, God, I ask that you continue to keep her, God. Some things she's been going through, God. Oh, God, even during this death, God. Oh, God, I ask you to touch, God. Send in the comforter, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask that you continue to keep her, God. Continue to protect her, God. Oh, God, I'm asking that you lift her spirit even now, God. Let her keep her eyes focused on you, God, in the name of Jesus. Let her continue to press to the mark of the high calling in Christ Jesus. Let her continue to look to the hills, God, from which our help come from. Oh, God, I'm asking that you stir up even now, God. Oh, God, I'm asking you to speak a word in her home to her, God. Oh, God, I'm asking you to bring joy, God. When she begins to think about her daughter, God, let her think of the good times, God. Bring joy, God. Bring peace, God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for, God. Oh, God, we thank you for what you've done, what you're going to do. And she's going to be able to walk through this season in peace, God. Walk through this season in joy.
God, to just take a step right now, woman of God. If you can take a step, just walk. Just take a step. Step into some new things. But we thank you, God, for what you're doing in the newness, God. We thank you for holding up the woman of God. We thank you, God, for her praying behind the scenes, God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you that she's going to have a victory over the enemy, God. And we thank you because we want to hear the praise report, how she overcame. In the mighty name of Jesus, we do pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody give him a praise for the woman of God, because she's been holding up the blood. Amen. She's been holding up this line. So I hope everybody was touching and agreeing with me, but somebody give a praise right now for what God is doing and what God is going to do in her life. Hallelujah. Because God said it was deliverance on today that was going to take place, healing on that was going to take place on today. So I believe God, and I know he don't just stop at one place and one person. He stopped in North Carolina. He stopped in California, and he just walked on by her, and he can't stop everywhere. I've got the kind of God we got, and he's walking, and he's moving. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. I receive it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And I just keep hearing he's saying it's one way. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Your anointing. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. But no, thanks for the, I receive every word. God bless. Hallelujah.
Prophetess Barbara, you still on the line?
Yes, I am.
Amen, amen. We just wanted to see if you had anything special you wanted Prophetess Darlene to pray for, if you had anything, another word for any of us. We certainly open up your line to do so.
Oh, I just have to say that today it was truly a divine blessing. God has truly come with the word, and all those that were on the line, you have been healed and delivered. The word is life. And in these days, I know a lot of people say there's many false prophets, and there is, but the ones that are true and divine in the eyesight of God, those are the ones that catch so much trouble around people that are around them and people that don't understand them. And it's not meant for a lot of people to understand the prophet or the apostle or the pastor, all those that have been called by God. It's just not the prophet or the prophetess or the apostle. We have to walk Jesus. We have to carry our own cross, and he never said it would be easy. But you know, he gives us peace in the midst of the storm.
Hallelujah.
He gives us peace. My sister, Prophetess Darlene, has been both of us ministering together, and she has, the way I met her, if you don't mind me saying, Prophetess Darlene,
is Lord, that whatever God needs to say, whatever.
Okay. Now, you know, God usually wouldn't send anybody to minister to me, but I met her in the dollar store, and I passed her, and the Lord stopped me, and he had me back up, and I'm feeling like he's got a word for her. He hasn't said what word. He just had me to back up. And when I backed up, I looked at her and she looked at me. And I said, you know, it's awfully strange because no matter where I go and God tell me to stop, he usually then have me open up my mouth. I said, but with you, I don't have a word for you. All of a sudden, she starts prophesying to me of things that I know. That I know that she should not know, but only by the Spirit of God. So God has connected me with a prophetess, Darlene, because we are to encourage one another. We are to lift one another up. You know, sure, I go through things, but I call on God for my strength, and I call on God to lead me in the right direction. I am a type of a prophetess that my heart overflows with tears for God's people. He has put a love in my heart, and so have he put a love in her heart to minister life to his people and truth. You see, not looking down on the ones that he died for, which are the sinners that have not given their lives to Christ yet, but to look at them with love and compassion so that God can use us to discern the truth in righteousness and be able to minister to them so that they can sense and feel the love of God and receive the word. We can't minister looking down and telling them what they should and should not do. We just minister the love of Christ and who they are in him. You know, and maybe God will tell you some things in your heart and mind to say unto them, the things that they know you should not know, to convince them that this is the day that God made for them, to give them a word of life, a word of truth, a word hope. It's all about love. The ministry is nothing that God called us into if we don't have love. And you know what? He has to teach us to love. We can't love on our own accord. We have to be willing and able to stand and say, here I am. Here I am, Lord. Use me. Whatever I have to go through, I ask that you use me. Jesus, the one who died for us, he asked God to take the cup. So that's telling you what we're going to go through. If he called Abba Father and tears and blood and sweat coming from his body, suddenly he realized, but all that is written must be fulfilled. Let thy will be. We're going to go through something, but we can make it through Christ who strengthens us when we're low, when we're hurting, because you're going to go through something, but you got to know that word to call on Abba Father. Cry unto God before you cry unto man, because God is going to give you the truth. That's all I have to say. I mean, we have to, the prophets, the apostles, and there you, somebody's out there, I don't know who it is, that's walking in the prophetship, but they're also walking in the apostleship, because God is training them. Only God can train you to be an apostle. Only God can train you to be a prophet. Only God can train you for the fivefold ministry. Only God, not man, sit under man, learn something from the pastor, learn something and sit and receive and study to make to show thyself approved. Because it is war out here. And are you ready, saith the Lord? Are you ready to carry your cross and drink the drink that I drink, saith the Lord? I'm raising up an army of those that are bold, even though when you don't want to do it, you do it anyhow because you're not in control.
All right.
You're not in control. I am, saith the Lord, in control of your life. Once you give me your heart and your mind, you belong to me, and that's a process. You can't be who God called you to be. You got to give it all to God 100%. If you want to do the things that God called you to do, and that's all I have to say, because, see, I'll be on tomorrow, and I don't know what God's going to have me minister about, but I tell you what, I know it's going to be good if I get out the way and let God be God tomorrow.
Oh, thank you so much. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Well, we just bless the Lord. We thank God for our prophetess Teal, and we thank God for those that were in the chat room today. We thank God for the different guests, and Liberal Democrat, of course, was in the chat room, and we appreciate the divine connection. God has a way of connecting his people. And I don't mean this arrogantly, and I'm not saying this boastfully, but I'm saying it because God, when God ordained a thing, it is to be. And so when one drop off, God will send three or four more in. Because that's the kind of God that we serve. And you better examine yourself and ask yourself, is this my flesh removing me, or is this God removing us?
That's right.
Amen. Sometimes we can remove ourselves before the blessing is manifested. Don't move before the blessing is manifested. Don't move before you know with the surety that it is God.
because the enemy whispers also. And I don't care how gifted, yeah, no more shy, yeah. I don't care how gifted you are. The word of God said gifts and callings are without repentance. Just because you have a gift don't mean that you won't miss God. Huh? Just because you have a gift don't mean that you won't operate in your flesh. But the Bible tells us to walk in the Spirit, and we will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. We have to walk in this Spirit daily. Amen. And we have to confess, and we have to know that, Lord, this is, I heard Prophetess Darlene when she came on and she began to pray before she began to, well, she talked first, then she prayed, and then she went on and began to minister. And she said, Lord, I repent. If I've said or done anything that's not pleasing to you, Lord, I repent. So before she even gave the word to us, hallelujah, she asked the Lord to create in her a clean heart. That's what we better do, people of God. And she, if you all heard her, and those that didn't, go back in the archives, because I can't teach it. I can't preach it. She's already done that. But we have to be aware of our surroundings. She told us, be careful who you connect with. Hey, glory to God. Some folks you can connect with for your demise. Hallelujah, for your demise. If they want to tear you down, if they don't have anything valuable to contribute that's lining up with the word of God, guess what? I don't need you. I'm sold out for Christ. Hallelujah. I'm not interested in your money. I'm not interested in your fame. I'm not interested in your celebritism. I'm not interested in any of that, honey. You should have caught me 30 years prior. Hallelujah. But now, since I've come over, I've crossed over and I have matured in Christ, he's the only one I'm trying to please. Yes, I'll honor and respect and give reverence to those that have rule over me. Yes, I'm going to love and respect and honor my sisters and brothers in Christ. Hallelujah. But ain't no devil is going to walk with me. Hallelujah. And when I find out that you are a devil, it will be a disconnect. Amen. Because God will not allow me to fall. God will not allow those that he call to fall into, walk into traps. There's all kind of traps, hallelujah, that the enemy set for us. But we got to beware. We got to beware. Know them that labor among you. We know the false prophets are out there. We know the scoffers and the mockers are out there. But don't you be one. Hey, glory to God. Don't you be a scoffer. Don't you be a mocker. Hallelujah. You walk in what God has given you. And don't be swayed by friendship. See, if if your friend is not my friend, I don't have nothing. Please, the man of God told us yesterday, the only friend that's going to be with all of us forever is change. So guess what? If your friend ain't walking in the Spirit and they're not walking according to God's holy word, they're not your friend. They're your enemy. Because anybody that would dissuade you, hallelujah, from following Christ, they're not a friend, they're an enemy. Anybody that would come to you and try to discredit the man and woman of God, they're not your friend. Know them. I don't need you to come tell me about anybody. I try the spirits by the spirit. I tried the spirits. That's what the Bible say. But you know our Bible, we'll say try the spirits by the spirit. The word of God don't say that. It said try the spirits and see if they be of God. We better watch. Prophet Darlene already said, you better watch who you're connecting to this season. So I thank God for this woman of God. You all, this was your first time hearing her on A Time of Reflection, but it won't be the last time. Amen. She's going somewhere. And everybody that is connected in Christ Jesus, we all are going somewhere because we have the same employer. Hallelujah. We have the same benefit package. So there's no need of us being jealous of one another. another because we're working for the same employer, and that is Jesus Christ. Oh, I bless the Lord today. I'm going to Lady Morris, amen, and see if she have any parting words for us before we ask Prophetess Darlene Davis to pray for us. Lady Morris, God bless you.
God bless you, Evangelist Bernard. I can truly say I have gotten my crumbs. I changed it from crumbs. I have gotten food. I've just been so blessed from Prophetess Darlene, Pastor Hamilton, just everybody, even the things you said. And, you know, I just came on last week. And even from hearing the first time what I discerned that this is of God, every day that I come in, I know more and more. It's truly confirmation. This is such a prophetic line. It is such a refreshing line where you do get a, you know, fresh oil, fresh word. I can truly I know it's God using you to even seek him for the speakers because even listening to them, they all seem to have that such an humble spirit. People that are truly in prayer to get revelation, you know, because so many people, and I think maybe Prophetess Darlene said it, so many people in this day and time, because they carry titles, they're not teachable. They seem to think that, you know, I can't receive from you because you're not on my standard. But for us to become what God wants us to be is continual transformation, and we have to continue to eat and receive. And I like it about because on this line, iron sharpeneth iron, and I'm just so blessed. I just thank God for you, woman of God, for stepping out, doing what the Lord has given you to do. And when you get this type of stuff, you don't always get a big crowd because said earlier, so many people don't want to humble themselves, and they don't want to be taught. But I thank God for the fire that's on this line. I thank God for the fresh wind. Hallelujah. I just bless God for you and all of those. And I thank God for you, Sister Ruby. I hope I have your name, the one that operates the board. I bless God for your, Sister Ruby, your spirit to serve, your spirit to just bring everybody in, you know. You might think that's nothing, but it is something because Evangelist Bernard needs a staff. She needs people working with her. And I can say a whole lot more, but I've been truly blessed. Woman of God, Prophetess Darlene, and everybody that has been spoken has spoken on this line. Even the prophetess that came behind you, I like what she said, how God came and shook her up. She's so accustomed giving a word. God said, he said, it's time for me to build you up, woman of God. It's time for somebody to speak into your life. So just know this. I'm a firm believer of this. God always has somebody somewhere that he will use to speak into our lives. So many times we look for those people to be in our circle, to be in our local churches or cities, but our God is so awesome. He will use whomever he wants to bring his divine purpose to pass. God bless you all. I'm going to cut it off.
Well, you said it, Lady Morris, and I just really thank God for you. I've invited your husband to come on. He's been on, I think, twice and listened to the broadcast. I've been knowing Lady Morris and Pastor Morris for almost 30 years, and they have been just when I first met them, they've never changed. Amen. Their spirits remain the same, just a beautiful, loving couple doing the work there in Birmingham, Alabama. So we're just thankful to God for them, and I thank God for you coming in on our line, Lady Morrison. I know you work every day, but, you know, you have an invitation to come on and minister to us whenever your time permit. And we just love the people of God. We love, you know, and we've been, you know, sometimes we get caught up into denominations. But God is not about religion. He's about relationships. And that's what denominations is about, relationships. Building a relationship with one another as we build a relationship with God. So I don't get caught up into these religions and these denominations, because you could have a skirt on down to your ankle, but your heart is full of bitterness. Your heart is full of unforgiveness. Your heart is full of pride. So I don't care how covered up you are. Hallelujah. God knows what's in the inside. Amen. So I just bless the Lord. We're going back to Prophetess Darlene. God bless you, sweetheart. We have been blessed by this word that God gave you today. And I know you were a little nervous. You're always nervous when you're coming before new people that you really haven't seen or met face to face. But guess what? You knew our spirit. So God used you mightily today. So God bless you. We're going to let you. Yeah, we're going to let Prophetess Darlene come back, and she can give you our information regarding her prayer line and whatever else the Lord lay on her heart. Prophetess Darlene.
Praise the Lord. I have truly been blessed and encouraged. You know, sometimes when you go through a season and people beating you down, it's nice to come to a season where people are encouraging you and lifting you up. Or if you go through a season and people tell you, you're not this, you're not that, that's why you got to know you are who God say you are, not who people say you are.
Mm-hmm.
And so I thank God for this season. And I know that God's got some work for us all to do. And I thank God for Lady Mars. You have such a sweet, loving spirit. And I'm excited whenever the day God uses you to preach, because I know or speak, I know it's going to be in love. And it's going to take us to another place. Well, I just thank God for you and your husband and your ministry, and continue to be encouraged. And I thank y'all all for the nice, loving words. Overseer, I just thank God for what he has done. I thank God for you. I thank God because I know that you're getting ready to push me into some places. And I said at the beginning you were a midwife, and you were going to push, and some people want to give birth. And I feel like right now I'm pregnant. And anybody know if they're in their 9th month? I'm just going to make it brief because I know. And I was so worried about, oh, God, they stay on so long. What am I going to say? You got to help me. And now it seems like, okay, I keep on going and going. That's all I was worried about. I was like, you know, I'm only 5 minutes when I speak, 15 minutes. God, you will have to help me. But I thank God because he'll give you the words to say, and he'll stretch the time. But I feel like I'm in 9 months, and I feel bloated up. Any women that have been pregnant, and I feel like it's about to drop. Hallelujah. And
glory. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless your name, God. It might be to cut us off. Did you close that line up?
No.
Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm sorry. We're in the birthing stage. Some of us is about to give birth. Some of us is about to help some people give birth. But we don't want to miss tomorrow. I thank God for my newfound friend. I had prayed on Friday. God, you got to give me a friend down here. And I met her on Monday. God did a quick work, sudden work. Somebody say suddenly. He did suddenly. He did a quick work. I said, because I can't take this no more. I got to have a friend. I'm not talking about any friend. I ain't talking about somebody we can go just get coffee or sandwiches with. I'm talking about somebody to lift up your name, that'll praise you in season and out of season, that'll speak the truth in my spirit when I'm wrong, that will lift me up, that will encourage me, but also tell me when I'm wrong, but also will do the work in kingdom-minded and kingdom-building that loves souls. And did give me just that. So I tell y'all, invite your friends, your family, your foes, your enemies on tomorrow. You don't want to miss the woman of God. She's got a powerful word on tomorrow. We've been getting a rhema word every day. We've been getting a word from high. And I know tomorrow God is going to blow our minds. So I just look forward to it. I thank you for being in the spirit, overseer, and doing what God called you to do. Because if I had it my way, I would say, well, let's wait for 6 more months. But we thank God the flesh is killed, and we thank God that you don't follow me, you follow God. Hallelujah. So I thank God, because see, when we think we're not ready somebody, this is for somebody. We're ready. Hallelujah.
Right.
And then sometimes we think we're ready, and we're not.
Amen.
So know what season you're in. Thank God for all of y'all walking your season, and I'm looking forward to meeting some of you, and I'm looking forward to hearing your testimonies, what God has done.
Amen.
God bless you all.
Amen.
Love you.
Close us out with a word of prayer, and we're gone.
Okay.
Amen.
Oh, Heavenly Father, you have been gracious. You have been sweet to us on today.
Hallelujah.
We thank you that you took the time out to see about us. We thank you, God, that you care, hallelujah, enough to come see us, God. We thank you for the rhema word that's been going forth on this line. We thank you for the overseer. We ask that you continue to protect her and keep her. God, we ask that you continue to take up high heights and deeper depths in you, God. We ask, God, that you begin to continue to do a new thing in her, God. We ask, God, that you build a shield of protection around her, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you because new connections is coming, God. People that's going to love her, that's going to support her, that's going to sow into her ministry, God. So we thank you in advance, God. We thank you for this ministry, God. Oh, God, the enemy may try to close it down, but he can't close it down. What you did, God, no man can tear down. So we thank you for the new soul that's coming on. We thank you for the new ministries, God. We thank you for each and every one that has heard today. We thank you. We ask that you continue to keep each and every ministry, God. We ask that you continue to let us focus on you, God. Let us continue to walk in the spirit and not in the flesh, God. Oh, God, we ask this, God, that we be in the right timing with you, God. And we just thank you for what you have done on today. We don't count it lightly. We don't count it for granted, God. And it wasn't about us. It was all about you, God. And we ask that you continue getting the glory out of our life, God. Let us continue to be stand still. Let us continue to keep our armor on, God. Let us continue to be provoked by you, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you and we praise you, God. We ask you to give everyone traveling mercy, God, each time they go out, God. Give your people what to say and what to do when they go out, God. Let God, when your people go out, oh, God, let them see you and them, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you. We praise you. We give you the honor. We thank you for the financial blessings coming forth. We thank you. I hear you saying somebody's debt going to be cleared out. We thank you, God, for the cleared out debt. And, God, we thank you for the new beginning. We thank you. We praise you. We give you honor. And we give you all the glory. Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. Close us on out, Sister Ruby, with a song. God bless you. We love you all. Have a great day.
Thank you. Go take it.
I'm tired. Options are few. I'm trying to pray, but where are you? I'm all churched out, hurt and abused. I can't pray. I'm weak, no strength to fight, no tears to cry, even if I try, but still my soul refuses to
don't have much to bring. My heart's torn to pieces. It's my offering.
God bless y'all.